Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
We are here to talk about episode 6 of Halo.
Onyx. Yet another planet.
Yeah. They're very creative with their naming system. What are you talking about?
Well, at least there's one thing they're creative.
I actually like this episode. Did you not like it?
I found it terribly predictable, and it fell back into the we're not really going anywhere with this. It just, you know, nothing at all about this was a surprise or, no.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it not feeling like a surprise, but I felt like, I guess it, to me, it kept my interest enough that I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't know. I will be honest, to me, the thing that I didn't like the most was Kai beating the shit out of Master Chief. That felt, I was like, that feels weird. I get that there's like a video camera, like he looked at the end, mm-hmm. and I was like, is he saying do it for the camera? But like, what? I don't, this feels very out of character. She would be so loyal to him. And I get it, at the end, she's like, I'm loyal to him. But she beat the shit out of him.
Right, and then just left him there.
And then left him there. I was like, what is happening? That she would be so loyal to him, she would never choose Ackerson over him. Some guy that she knows for a month versus Master Chief? What? Are you shitting?
So you have played out before you there the inner turmoil of John 117 versus Master Chief. Like, who's going to win in him? And then is she supposed to represent that as physically playing this out? I don't know. It's just... yeah. And it was just pointless, because there's Cortana, who could have, who magically just walks him right to the object. And why didn't she just do that right from the start? So they land on this planet that nobody knows about. There's whispers and legends but nothing else except this massive Spartan training facility that apparently also has no security.
Yeah, like nothing.
Because Soren just walks right in.
Yeah.
In a completely meaningless aspect of this story with Kessler. What?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't. And then there's like the people underneath. I was very confused by that. But I don't know. Again, it kept my attention. It was better than the fucking battle scene.
And now, but the really good thing is that Perez, who couldn't fire a gun when we first met her, couldn't shoot the broadside of a barn, now is obviously their most gifted Spartan in training.
The timing on this is the timeline I'm so confused by. Yeah. When I saw her, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's her. That can't be her, right? I literally second-guessed myself for like a whole minute on that being her. Because I was like, there's no way that our communications specialist blew out the refugees and is now
to a place a no one knows of.
No. That's not her. That's someone who looks like her and talks like her. No, it's not her. Yeah. Wait, is that her? No, that can't be her, because she was piloting the refugees. And I, no. These people, no, that can't be her. But it is her, but it's not her. I literally went back and forth because that made no sense to me.
Well, because it makes no sense. And it was, I'm sure the fact that it was a training exercise was supposed to be a surprise to us. Not a surprise.
No.
And, you know, she's gone from annoying, can't do anything right, to that brief moment where she had the battle with herself, whether she was going to commit to this or not and do the right thing and whatever. And Now she's annoying recruit knows it all and is right all the time. She's just one trope after another. It's I found all of that just incredibly annoying. And why is it, Cortana seems to be everywhere all at once. Where is it? Everything, everywhere, all at once. You know, with her agenda and getting it all done and using Master Chief to accomplish it without any questions, you know, can get right into the system and control everything so that he can get to where they need to be. And so why do we have to have all this?
Why can't she take down a bunch of ships and make them crash?
Exactly.
Infects the systems or something. It is the simultaneous making her god and handicapping her to where she can't do anything. And I don't like that.
They've just sort of written themselves in circles. And it's too bad because the writer behind this is the same person who wrote all of Station 11, wrote all the episodes in that series, which was pretty great. So I just,
interesting.
I'm just sad.
Yeah, Cortana works as a internal helper to boost a soldier and make them extremely effective, give them all those uppies. I don't know what, advantages, much better word than uppies. But as an external force, you give yourself a real handicap, I think, as a writer, when you make her so powerful that he can just walk down. Yeah. And she can disable all these people. She can do all these things. She can be there and in the ship. Is she in that disc? But she's not. I guess she can be in both places. So destroying that disc would not destroy her, clearly, because she's also
In three places all at once.
Which an AI should be able to be, right? They can permeate, so whatever. I'm not bothered by that, but you can't be so powerful and now everywhere, but so unpowerful that you cannot, that you need all these humans. If your goal is to save them.
If.
I guess.
Your goal.
I don't know. To me, it's a weird contradiction. I like her as a helper in John's head. Or in multiple people's head. Give her to all the Spartans if they need him. Whatever. But as an external force, that becomes tricky. I still turn your brain off and I enjoyed the episode. Start talking about it and reviewing it.
Exactly.
God damn it, Deb, you're going to ruin it for me.
Not me ruining it.
Let me be an emotional watcher, okay? It was a dumb episode. It's fun to watch. It's watching Fast and Furious, I guess.
Well, at least Fast and Furious has pretty consistent special effects. Cortana kept getting all weird.
Yeah.
The CGI on her was a little low budget this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really bothered by them calling these other soldiers Spartans. And I'm they're not Spartans. I'm like, Kelsey, you do or not have a dog in this fight. But I'm like, it is really shitty to take children from their homes and basically brainwash them and make them into soldiers. At the same time, that is why they are Spartans. Not because of their suits, but because they have been raised into this. They are the best soldiers that these people will ever see because they have been trained their entire lives. This is all they have ever known. They are fearless, literally, because it is all they have ever known.
Yeah.
And to take regular soldiers and plop them in a halo suit or whatever. Not a halo suit, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
a Spartan suit. And then go, Spartans!
Right.
Not Spartans.
Well, because we are now at the throw bodies at the problem stage, yes, of war. Even though has the war started? Yes, obviously, because we have planets being glassed, but there's been no, oh, it's snowing. There's been no squirrel. You know, the battles are really there. Semantics.
Well, and the Admiral, but, not even fucking listening to Cortana, wouldn't even let her tell her.
Because she clearly has, you know, another agenda as well. But yeah, so they're just, the only thing that matters is that they believe they're Spartans so that they're willing to put their lives, you know, they're willing to throw their lives away going into it, knowing I'm going to die and whatever. Yeah. I'm a Spartan. So just throwing bodies at the problem. That's where they're at.
What are your feelings? I'm still so confused about Ackerson and how I feel about him.
Yeah, I think ultimately he's going to be a baddie. Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting bored with him as well.
Yeah. I guess a baddie that I will be able to understand maybe or sympathize, yeah, with.
Which we always like.
How he, yeah, yeah. Which is better than like fucking Halsey, who I just want to smack. And I hate her. I'm tired of that. I will tell you, I would take him over her any day. I am so done with her character. She feels so superfluous. She just runs around pissing everybody off, and not in like a fun way.
Right.
Just
and
in
what is
really...
her goal at this point? What is she just, does she think she's going to be back in charge of Spartans? Is that
know.
What she
I don't
wants,
find or... any of her dialogue interesting,
no,
or intriguing. Like at least his, I find myself going like, I I'm still trying to figure you out. You're interesting. Like, I don't know what's going on. With her, I'm like bored immediately. Yeah. As soon as she's on the screen, I'm like done. The only thing that I found interesting about you is when you told Riz she was a nobody and all I want to do is punch you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nope. That's it. I am so done with her character, and I hate it because I feel like she's going to just stick around. Because she's,
oh yeah, I'm sure,
you know, Halsey or whatever. Yep. And it's, she's not an interesting villain. She's just not
anymore, right? Yeah, who knows?
The Admiral's an interesting villain because she's like,
and I think Ackerson is there just so that at some point every week she can say, because I told them to. Why does this happen? Because I told them to do it. I am all powerful. Okay, yeah. Why are they growing tea? Because I told them to. All right. Okay, Ackerson, the actor who plays him, sounds so much like Alec Newman that when I watch him, that's all I can think of is Alec Newman.
That's so funny. I love Joseph Morgan, but every time he's on the screen, I'm like, you're a vampire.
Maybe they'll work that in.
You're a sexy vampire.
Yeah. After last week, I had that glimmer of hope that maybe they were going to pull it off. And now this week, I'm like, two episodes left.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I think a lot depends on what happens with the Halo.
Mm-hmm.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
I didn't say we'll see you next week. I said we'll see you next week.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah. Or will we just get to another cliffhanger? It'll be slowly, they're gonna have to, Mickey and John will just so ever so slowly start to touch the artifact. Yeah. We'll spend the entire episode just watching their hands slowly going toward,
and it's every other character's perspective instead of theirs,
right? Exactly. While Soren's running around trying to find Mickey and who I've completely lost any interest in. Oh. Yeah.
Now I guess we'll see next week. And then we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.